As I said on the first CD, you decide how fast you want to go platinum. If you want to get it done in 90 days or under, that's great. If it takes a little longer, that's fine too. Again, it's entirely up to you. So, the speed that you want to get this done dictates how many of each business building tool that you'll need. And the one thing I'll say here before we move on is don't run out of tools when you're going to need them. Do not run out of business building tools when you're going to need them, because that will paralyze your group. The last thing you want to have is somebody who's really excited, wants to get going on building their affiliate program, and they don't have the tools to be able to do it. That's exactly the last thing we want to have happen, and it's an entirely preventable scenario. Let's now move on to sharing the program. We've already covered virtually every way to share the program with the people on your prospect list. If you've listened to this whole album up to this point, you know the different ways to initially share the program. And we'd mentioned that as part of your follow-up after sharing the program, you may also integrate some of the other tools that we have available to us, such as we may use the DVD or PowerPoint for a local prospect and then refer them to the website as part of the follow-up, or a membership overview call, or a membership overview meeting, or any combination thereof, depending what's the best fit for both the circumstances and the prospect. Long distance, we use the website for them to look at the video. Maybe we sent them a DVD. Maybe we used the membership overview call, a membership overview meeting, a Taste of Gin seminar, etc., etc. So you have a lot of different and best ways to share the program. I'm going to say that again. We have different and best ways to share the program. Your job, if you will, is to evaluate what's best for that prospect at that point and then utilize and use the right vehicle for them, not for you, for them. After you've shared the program locally, what do you say? After you have shared the program, you've shown the plan to a local prospect, what would you say to bring them into the business? Well, it's as simple as this. And a lot of people just want to make this complicated, and it's just not. Here's what it is. It's, do you have any questions, or was everything pretty clear? I'm going to say that again. Do you have any questions, or was everything pretty clear? Pause, one, two, three. Pause, one, two, three. Don't keep talking. They might be ready to sign up right at this stage, and don't blow it by keeping on talking. So I'm going to stop here just for a second and repeat this, because it really is this simple. And a lot of times people just go right past this. You just say, do you have any questions, or was everything pretty clear? Pause, one, two, three. Then listen very carefully. At this point, you must know and understand the two things that are happening. There's two things that are happening right now. That is, number one, if the prospect asks a question, it may not be their real question. Remember what we said, do you have any questions, or was everything pretty clear? If they ask a question right now, it may not be their real question. Number two, they may not understand the question they're asking. Now, that's not bad English there. I'm going to say it again. They may not understand the question that they're asking. Here's what happens. If you ask somebody, what did you think of that? Their immediate response is they think that they have to have a question. What did you think of that? Their immediate response is they may just shout out a question. Just the first thing that comes to the tip of their tongue. There's no real thought gone into it. It's not a deep question. It's not a serious question. They'll just throw something out there. Well, what about that part there? What does that mean? They may just throw something out there. They may not understand the question that they're asking. So what you have to do at this point is you have to listen very carefully to what they're saying. And if they say something like, yeah, I have a question. Is this one of those things? Is it one of those pyramids? Is it one of those multi-level things? Well, a lot of times they haven't really thought about that question. You have to understand that.